This show is like heavily audience participation. Yeah. And it was so interesting because, like, you know, the amount of work that the audience had to do, you know, like we were constantly moving around or asked to move and asked to hold things, which is so, you know, breaking the fourth wall always of like naturalism in theater. But it's like really interesting the like level that they really, they had trust in the audience.
Right.
You know, like, and not only just the audience, but themselves. Like they, there's like a level of trust between the performers that, you know, because at any moment, like if any of them, you know, like moved like too quickly or suddenly, they could have hurt or injured somebody.
Right.
You know?
In that beginning.
Yeah, that beginning.
That, the sort of level of, the sort of knowledge of where they were going to be and how their weight was going to be placed, and then to be able to sort of get to these levels of incredible extension and then to shift around each other, and then also do this kind of performance of, you know, there was all of this sort of work in their faces about sort of being there or performing that kind of like, oh, I'm being this sort of like dancer, I'm being present in the moment and the receptivity of my body parts, and then that would shift to other places of like discomfort or awkwardness.
It was constantly shifting gears, and and it was like every once in a while, like, it, you know, the movement would shift from like that guttural like non dance kind of dance to like they would flash like, oh, see, I can't do a dance move.
Yeah, they'd be into like this arabesque, and then they'd come back to a shape or something, like very clear, dancerly dance work.
And it was really interesting to see Faye in the piece, because with the exception of the last piece she did at the kitchen, she usually doesn't dance in her pieces. So it was really interesting to see her, you know, and
as a body in the space,
and seem to be directing while it was happening.
Yeah,
you know?
That sort of level of the sort of stage hand, you know, sort of with the gloves on underneath the platform, undoing stuff, and sort of like musical directing and banging, and she had drumsticks at one point.
There were like there was like a random bell somewhere.
There was like a cowbell thing that she had to move people out of the way so she could hit it, actually. The audience participation thing, I find fascinating because there's something about sort of being about this understanding that we're all here, you know, that we're all in the space together, and that it's somehow we're immersed in one place together. And for me, in theater, I feel like that idea of the fourth wall is still so present, but I often feel in so much sort of contemporary dance, especially in a place like Dance Space, where that line is so permeable in that space, even when it is being used formally to present dance, we're so clearly there. There's no darkness really, but you know, so I feel like that space allows a kind of presence for the audience to really be activated. And even as a PS122 and Dance Space co-presentation, I just feel like the dance spaceness, the sort of church space, just asks for that, and I felt like she just used it to that sort of fullness, to use the height and the sort of, you know, the sort of choir opening singing announcement to sort of raising all of the, you know, all of those ropes and ties up into this kind of like maybe Polish folk dancey thing. It just feels like it's built in a way that so understands its space.
Right.
Also kind of understands the people, like the community within which it will occur.
Right, exactly.
That sort of trust thing.
Because the audience, you know, like in any situation of a performance, you know, you go in and you're sitting with a bunch of strangers and you don't know half the time like who the person sitting next to you is. I found that, you know, we quickly were asked to jump in and become friends.
Right.
Like almost, you know, like we're all in this together.
Yeah.
You know.
Shared experience.
Exactly. Yeah. And you know, even when we were asked to like move around or like hold like objects. Yeah. You know, we were like I don't think anyone said no, you know, or like.
Yeah, I don't know if I saw
someone like resisted to that.
Yeah.
You know, there was always like hesitation,
right.
But then there was like, okay.
Yeah, yeah. But pretty quickly on, people were sort of laughing and
then joy. You know, it became joyful.
Yeah.
It, like at first, it's like it's kind of scary. Like
right.
I guess it was like kind of like a first date or something.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, like, oh my god, I don't know if they like me or like I'm nervous about
yeah.
this. And then, but then like you're like, all right, I'll do it. And then you realize, oh, actually, this is fun.
Right.
You know. And that kind of enjoyment, you know, you can't even like fake it. You know what I mean? Like
yeah.
it's not something that you can like you can't tell an audience member like, oh, have fun.
Yeah.
You know, like you have to like organically
right.
allow that to happen.
Right. It just has to
occur.
Unfold. Yeah. I mean we were talking about that sort of that panic of I love when it's important that we are there. You know, there's this sort of general sense that just like, what's the performing art if there's no audience there?
Right.
So we're necessary as an audience, but then when the work really requires us, you know, for the work to actually unfold the way it was intended, we have to be there.
Right.
And at least enough of us have to be willing to play.
Yeah.
And
in this
yeah,
piece especially.
So to have that unfold like that is so, I love that sort of essential nature of my presence. But then there's that fear of.
I'd be interested to see like this piece performed with an audience that was unwilling. To,
yeah,
like,
where it's not. I feel like if you're in the sort of New York City downtown performance community, you're relatively game.
Yeah, I mean, half of the people in that space were probably performers.
Yeah,
themselves.
Have been in something, and because it had been. It had been done earlier this year. A lot of people coming probably knew what might be coming to.
Right.
So I feel like there was that. But there was that. There are these moments even inside of that of, oh, are they going to ask me to do something that's going to make me look foolish? You know, it's like these sort of notions of interactive performance are, you know, things nightmares are made out of.
Yes.
But there's also that thing that happened when everyone started to skip. You got to come in and skip.
Yeah.
Yeah. And as it started to build, I thought, maybe I should just jump in because I don't want to have left and not have done that.
Oh, that's great.
You know, like
did you jump in?
Inside the circle.
Right.
And I was sort of like waiting. Luckily, Faye did come over, and then she asked the person next to me.
Right.
I just jumped in because I thought I might just have to part of me is like, oh, just let it unfold.
Right.
And watch it, and I just thought, but there's something about being inside that experience
yes.
that is a special shared thing with everybody else who was in that.
Yeah, it's like you become part of the performance
yeah.
in a way that you're not at all expected
right.
to as an audience member.
Right.
You know, it enhances that experience to like another level
yeah.
of like another state. And it's so funny because like. As you were describing that, I felt like I definitely had like an arc this evening.
Yeah.
You know, like I came in there with the expectation of just like audience member, you know, like
okay.
nothing. Like I'm just like engaging with the work on a cerebral level,
okay.
you know, like
you walked in that way.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
And then like, you know, even in the first moment of the show when they start like reaching their hands out,
yeah.
the first time it was like to me, you know, and I was like, "Oh no. This is happening."
Right.
You know, like this is happening right now,
right.
And I like grabbed her hand and she tried to pull me on.
You were sitting
yes.
right in front of me.
And
I watched that moment.
And she was like pulling me, and I was like, oh
yes.
no, you
yeah.
know, I was like, I can't
oh,
go
God,
on.
Oh God, I'm gonna get pulled up.
Yeah.
yeah, and I saw that unfold, and I loved that moment of connection. And then I thought, oh,
right.
that poor guy's gonna get pulled.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize that was
me. I was like, oh God, like it was like my worst nightmare coming
right,
true.
Right.
And it was like, oh, within the first 10 minutes, you know. And so like, and then. Like, but luckily I wasn't pulled on stage at that moment, you know, because then I don't know what would have happened.
Right.
But then I think, you know, once like that stage area was like moved and like the audience had to shift,
yeah.
like that's when I realized like, oh, we're actually
right.
part of this.
Yeah.
Like we are part of this. And not just you sit
it's
back and relax.
It's not a passive observer.
Like I didn't really, I think I like really, like I really submitted to that once like, I think Faye, like, asked me to help her, like, hold, like, this, her leggings that, like, extended.
Oh, you, yeah. Yeah. So you were holding on to the leggings.
Right.
And
she was, like, going into the space, like, crawling into the space. And that's when I was like, okay, I am, like, totally in
the essential.
Yeah.
Like, if you screw this up, yeah, like, the work doesn't unfold.
And, like, Faye was like, please, like, she gave me, like, all these instructions. Uh-huh. And I was like, at first I was like, oh my God. Like, I don't want to mess this up. And I was like, but then I was like, oh, but I've worked with Faye before, you know? And, like, I'm, like, I know, like, I, like, we have a trust.
Right.
You know, like, I don't know if she could have, like, just asked anyone to do this, you know? But once, like, I was with Faye, I realized, oh, I am an active participant in this, in a way that, and I'm like, and I was like, I'm game, you know? And then, like, once the circle started to happen with the audience moving in the circle, I was like, I'm going to go in.
Yeah.
I want to join in on this.
Yeah. And it was so special. What was happening inside that circle was so special from the outside to just see that, like, especially as it started in that really sort of, like, intimate experience of just the performers and a couple other people to be there. And that, you know, and I was watching that going, oh, I want some of that.
Right.
I want some of that special.
And it was,
so,
like,
rare.
A lot of people joined in.
Yeah.
You know, like, not just being asked. I mean, like, most people were asked.
By the end, it was quite a group, but people came in.
They just wanted to be part of that. That's really special.
Yeah.
You know.
Because also, I feel like the sort of folk dance of it is so, we Americans, we don't folk dance anymore.
No.
We don't dance in a circle and share and skip and
not so much.
You know, so just to even have that kind of a moment of, oh, we're just sort of doing this very simple thing together.
Right.
We kind of all have to know it, but sort of pay attention to each other. It was kind of great. It was sort of a great improv exercise too. Of, you know, the basic score.
Right.
Of, we skip, we come in, we come out, we go in the circle.
Right.
But it sort of shifts, and we're all trying to do it together. It was just kind of fun.
Yeah, I think once I the rhythm, the choreography at the end, like, I didn't really get it until I joined it on the circle, you know. And even then, I was like still following people, like, okay. And then I realized that, like, after the second or third iteration. I was like, now I got the rhythm.
Okay, this is what it is.
I felt like also, you know, there's like moments. We were just talking about like the folk dancing.
Yeah.
There were moments in this piece that I felt, you know, harkened back to like something that was like old or ancient in our culture.
Absolutely.
You know, like there were moments during like when they were singing the names of all the audience members, you know, in that weird chant.
Right.
And they were like, and they were flashing like little segments like of like that seemed like every kind of relationship like humanity had, you know, to each other. Like there was like, you know, like people in distress, like religious overtones seemed to be in there somehow. Maybe it was because we were in a church, but it really,
I don't know. I feel like it's in the I mean, you definitely sort of feel the whole shape of the church,
yeah.
But I think
something about like
the ritual, you know, but
the physicality, even. There was like something like preacher-esque about some of the movements, you know, that seemed striking to me.
Right.
And I remember actually in another piece of hers, the one that she did, I think, at Dance Theater Workshop, there was an actual segment like this where there was like a kind of like a preacher, like a dancer who was like a preacher, like blessing all the other performers. And that kind of that imagery like stuck with me for some reason. And it was like, oh, like it's like this is not just a dance piece like for like fun. Like this is actually commenting on something in our culture.
Yeah.
You know, that maybe we're like, maybe like all these rituals that we go through in life, you know, are shared and interconnected in some way that we don't think about or we don't want to acknowledge.
Yeah.
You know? Because for me, like anytime I see a religious, because I'm not a religious person, so when I see something religious that's connected to, like that connects to me, then I am like confronted with that in a way that's like very profound.
Right.
You know, and like that's why in that moment, I was really, in that chanting moment, I really struck with me.
Yeah.
Like, oh.
The chanting does that too. Then there's, I don't know how much much you saw, because like, I can't remember, as things were unfolding, platforms were being moved, the leggings were being stretched, but there were all of these really, there were these tableaus and these like scenes that kept unfolding.
Yeah.
And some of them had this sort of religious iconography in it. You know, there were just these, especially when it felt like this sort of like, I mean, I couldn't quite see everything, but there'd be the moment where somebody'd have the veil over, or there's sort of these Madonna moments, you know, or whatever, you know, this sort of like, you know, all of these sort of like iconic kind of.
Yeah, like the, like Mary.
Yeah, exactly.
The, like at the feet of Jesus or something, you know?
So that was sort of like, that just kind of, it would like fly by. It was it was totally like a drive-by moment, because so much else was happening, and it would be at the other side of the room, and somebody was like moving something right in front of me, and people are marching over here, but that scene would be there, you know. So there was a lot. It's like just tapping into these, like, I don't know, maybe like archetypal kind of.
Oh, definitely.
Things,
because there was like also like a marriage at one point.
Oh, right.
You know. I think, like, I was part of the wedding party at one point.
Oh, you were?
Yeah. Okay. And I was like, okay, this is happening.
Right.
And then it seemed like there were, like, other, like, weird, like moments, like, when they were friends, like, when they were, like, building relationships and then breaking relationships, you know?
Definitely.
Left and
a lot
right.
of, like, the sort of sexual moments, and then, but that whole thing with the leggings and the tubing and everything. I mean, that's got a whole kind of birth.
Oh, yeah.
like,
anytime someone is like crawling on a stage.
Liminal threshold spaces, like through stuff, and they're all kind of, I don't know.
Yeah. That, I think the ending, that moment, I think, I can't think of like the structure of this piece.
Yeah.
Like you're trying to think of the structure, and it's like, you know, the beginning moment. That's pretty clear to me. Then there's like the audience chanting moment, right?
That incredible, this like stop motion.
Like staccato
thing. That was incredible. And they sustain it
for so long.
And the song that happens, and the fact that they're together at moments way into this process. I mean, I just thought, is every single one of those gestures counted? Like, what's the landmark so that they all knew how to say, when they had to sing together out of that, you know, when they broke the pattern?
Right.
I don't know. I just thought, how do they know? How are they finding the unison inside of, out of that pattern? Because they've been in it for so long. I don't know. Just the technical,
but like,
form components of that were just
like the music. I got the rhythm of. I knew like the structure of the song.
Right.
But the body, I couldn't. I can't do two things at once. You know what I mean?
Well,
and they were like doing like five things at once.
Exactly. And then they throw the next level of, okay, now they're gonna add. Now they're actually going to vocalize additional sounds in on top of the structure of the sort
the
of call and response-y setup. Yeah.
Yeah. And then like
and then break into a dance unison moment and then come back into it.
While keeping the beat.
Yeah.
And also like building relationships with each other and then like
and
like,
staying sort of present in their performance.
The performance too. I mean like not just the dance, but the they were acting.
Yeah.
You know, like there was moments of like genuine like relationship building and then like complete destruction, heartbreak, sadness.
Just like you watch it unfold in this kind of, I don't know.
Like these performers really like they were like A-level, you know.
Yeah.
Like wow. Completely compelling.
I totally feel that. And what does a theater person think about their acting performances? Because I felt like they were, you know, the weather on their faces, the sort of changing weather moment to moment, and they'd go back and forth. I just thought, wow, that's really, really technical craft work right there. You know, that fine tuning of just like a single moment.
It's,
It's like you look at something on camera and now you can scrub it. You know, when you edit video, you can scrub back and forth and back and forth.
Right.
And so, but that's, you're doing that with real humans, and they did it for so,
I think, like the whole piece,
long.
Actually. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, even from the beginning, they were like kind of building to that.
Yeah.
Like, I think like the chant was when it was like an explosion of that.
Yeah.
And then there was like, after the chanting, I think there was like a moment, I can't remember, like the lighting changed, you know, like the lighting would change, and then there was like choreographed moments where it's like unison choreography going around in a circle.
Right, okay.
See now this is
when it starts to blur.
Now I'm out of that into like the staccato and the group.
Yeah.
Choreographed moments, which seem like also like, oh, see, we can do these dance pieces like that you don't think we can do.
Yeah.
Like,
right. Just in case
we thought we couldn't actually do more. Right. and then I can't remember what happened, because I think like chaos, like I felt like then it became like a controlled chaos.
Yeah.
You know, like I think like I was like part of a wedding party.
Yeah.
And then like Faye asked me to like do the leggings thing,
right.
And then the maypole started.
Yeah. But on the way to that, there were several scenes that
missed a lot of that, I think, because I was like helping Faye.
And they were, but it was like, it was really like a dreamscape, because it was like a flash of an image,
uh-huh.
But it didn't seem as if any of them were necessarily related, but then you would afterwards try to interrelate them.
Now we're trying
to put it into a chronological order that it probably didn't actually happen, because things were kind of happening simultaneously.
Right.
Which just made it all kind of like this other space of like, I don't know, like a village square or a marketplace,
right.
Or, you know, something that like again, we're tapping into some other
place
and way of being that isn't like...
Not what we're accustomed to in a performance space, you know?
Yeah.
Like not in, like when we go to a performance, we know it's a shared experience.
Right.
But like there's like a limited shared experience.
Yeah, exactly.
Experience.
We just sort of are cohabitating, but not...
Right.
Yeah.
But this is like, no, we are engaged participants, you know, and like, we're like, I really felt like I was part of a community at that moment, and we're like, we're community members,
right.
You know, and like, some of us are dancing, some of us are like holding the maypole, you know?
Yeah.
And then I think at the end, like, I was totally like with it, you know, like, I was just like, I'm in this.
Yeah.
Like, done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that her work is so, you know, it's so crafted. Like the amount of sort of technical, like the virtuosity is just like in the thoughtfulness of every detail.
Right. I can't imagine how she like marks it, you know, like how that choreography
stunningly, humblingly, you know, it's like, it's just, I don't know, to watch that unfold and to think about what the performers are sort of working through, and just the sort of thinking of all of those components of the set materials, and just, and then the way it sort of does tap in for me, just, it sort of taps into a very sort of human experience, you know, I just find it... You find it relatable on a very lived way of what's unfolding, but at the same time being so sort of dazzled by how, I don't know, it's so like finely wrought.
Our cook is downstairs dealing with something. I'm making this granola.
Okay.
I'm gonna put extra stuff on it. But
that's fine.
I've never made it before, so it should be really good.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Love it.
I'm getting special
granola.
Nice.
Put extra stuff on.
Mm. No, yeah, like it's the technical specificity.
Yeah.
Right? It's like, because like I've been in rehearsal rooms with
Faye. You've been inside the process with her.
Yeah.
I'm curious about what it is from the inside, because I only know it from the outside.
I've only seen her work on two shows. Then they were not her shows. They were like, she was brought in to do
as
a choreographer. And it was Young Jean Lee's The Shipment, where she choreographed a dance piece in the beginning of the the show with two male dancers.
Yeah.
And then in Cynthia Hawkins' solo show at Soho Rep, she choreographed Cynthia in a dance moment as well. And both of those moments were like 4 minutes, five minutes long. And just like the way I saw Faye approach it was, you know, she worked with the performer. Like she drew from the performer rather than like, oh, I'm going to teach you some choreography that I came up with.
Right.
Like, she definitely had like ideas in her head.
Yeah.
But she brought.
Yeah, she works with the material.
But she didn't immediately dictate it.
Right.
It was more like. Like there would be like a conversation, like what are you thinking? What do you want to bring into this moment?
Right.
And then like from there, the performers, you know, who had like some dance in them, you know, they would improvise based on something. Like I think it was like they had the music set.
Okay.
So they would like improvise based on the music, and then from there, Faye would craft it and mold it and like work on small moments, you know, beat by beat.
Right.
And for me, like I'm not really used to dance, you know, at all. Like, so seeing that was like, and like, I can't even imagine how, you know, because for those rehearsals, you know, those are like dance rehearsals that I felt like were really detailed, really specific, and they were only for like five minutes at the most. This is like 90 minutes of like such intense movement.
Yeah.
I can't imagine. And on top of that, to include the audience. Like, you don't know how the audience is gonna be configured, you know? Like, my mind is just boggled.
She clearly works with, you know, the sort of the materials. It, you know, the it feels like her cast, they're so important because they're really sort of contributing so much along the way in that development, but then also the way in which she would form the space, the way in which the sort of crew becomes part of the unfolding, you know, that I just saw somebody like taking off their black, you know, crew pants, and then they had the leggings on, and then they came out and they were sort of curling out the leggings and, you know, being part of the skipping and the way it all kind of just gets fed in, but also to figure out a way in which it's not so nightmarish, you know, where our participation is that there's care, that there's a sort of level of care in how you bring your audience inside of the work, so it's not that horrible thing where you get pulled up on stage and you're the butt of the joke, which I think is like of a, you know, is more of like the sort of old comedy style, but with a lot of the work that is out there now that does include us, it tends to, it's built around this idea of this kind of experiential, I don't know. I mean, part of me thinks that there's this just sort of general interest in audiences to be a part of things now, that there's kind of this desire to have these interactions.
Right.
I don't know if it's only in dance, but just that there's that sort of move to these immersive performance experiences is because we as humans want to have more of these because we're losing them.
Right.
We've sort of lost them in our modern lives.
Also, we're more digital now.
Yeah, because of that,
we're
kind of like separated. That, you know, opportunities to actually face other human beings and do stuff is, you know, like live performance is providing that opportunity now that in some way it's sort of like filling a gap that is starting to exist for us as humans. Like, we need that chance to interact with others.
That community idea, you know, like I felt like I always feel like I'm not really so much a part of a community, you know, like I always feel alienated sometimes and isolated, you know, and it seems like really rare for me sometimes to feel like I have a community, you know, or I feel or moments where I feel like I am a member of the society. because like you are so easy, you can easily forget it, you know, you just are on autopilot, you know,
you can really kind of sort of shut it all out, you put, your, put the earbuds in and get on the subway
and like and then like go to work and you're like at work mode,
right?
Then you're like, I have to go home, I'm not thinking about life.
So
like when like you come to this, when I go to a performance, I do want to feel something, like I do want to like not just catharsis, you know, but I do want a shared experience. And this was like the ultimate.
You were really,
I was really into it, you know.
Yeah, it's a gift when it's done, I think, with that sort of
with
thoughtfulness
care.
And care,
Yeah.
Interesting, because I think you came in sort of not knowing, and I came in thinking I was gonna, we were gonna get moved around, and I get sort of jokingly said to somebody this morning, oh, I'm gonna go get pushed around a Faye Driscoll show tonight. And it really was, you know, and it wasn't like that at all.
No.
It was like neither thing that I think we walked in anticipating.
Idea.
Yeah.
I had no expectation, really. I mean, except that I've seen Faye's work and I'm a fan.
Yeah.
But other than that, I didn't know what the piece was about.
Right.
I didn't know what she was going for. Even in the description I read, which was like a paragraph, very vague, you know, something about like the audience.
Right.
But I didn't know.
And that picture, the picture of them, I don't know, I just sort of imagined this like really insane, which it was, but in a way that was so joyful.
Right. I did not expect to become part of it. Mm. And that was really beautiful.
Yeah.